we will. We're entering into message 9, which is, I think, week 21 this week. Message 9, which is, I think, week 21. We'll read the title together, and then we'll go over a few of the verses, and then we'll pray read a verse or two, and then I'll help to open. Okay, let's read the title together.
Ministering to the Lord to enjoy Him as the hidden manna, the budding rock, and the law of life.
Amen. Ministering to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
To enjoy Him.
Amen.
As the hidden manna, the budding rod, and the law of life.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. How about we look at some of these verses in Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 44, verses 15 to 16. That's day 2. So Ezekiel 44, 15 to 16. That's day 2 verses.
But in the Levitical priests, the sons of Zadok shall come near to me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to present to me the fat and the blood, declares the Lord Jehovah. It is they who will enter my sanctuary, and it is they who will come near to my table to minister to me, and they will keep my charge.
How about we pray read these verses? Just follow the Spirit and what to pray read.
Amen.
But the Levitical priests.
Amen.
The Levitical priests.
The Levitical priests.
Amen.
The Levitical priests.
Amen.
Amen.
Sons of Zadok.
Amen.
Sons of Zadok.
Amen.
Sons of Zadok.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, we are such priests.
Amen.
Make us the sons of Zadok.
Amen.
Zadok.
The sons of Zadok.
Amen.
Right. Shall come near to me.
Amen.
Shall come near to me.
Amen.
Shall come near to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Come near to Jehovah.
Amen.
Right. Lord, we come near to you this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we shall come near to you.
Oh, Lord.
Amen. To you.
To you.
To me.
Amen.
Amen. Come near to me.
Amen.
Oh, come near to me to minister to me.
Wrong.
Amen.
Come near to me to minister to me.
Amen.
To minister to me.
Amen. To minister to me.
Amen.
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 To minister to you.
Amen.
Stand before me.
Amen. Stand before me.
Amen.
We shall stand before you.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Oh Lord.
Stand
before me.
Amen.
Stand before me.
Amen.
Stand before me.
Amen.
Before God.
Amen.
Right.
Stand before me to present to me.
Right.
Amen.
Present to me.
Amen.
Amen.
To present to me.
Amen. To present to me.
Amen.
Oh
Lord. To present to me.
Right.
The fat.
Amen.
The fat and the blood. Right.
To present to me the fat and the blood.
Amen. To present to me the fat and the blood.
Amen.
Present to me.
Amen. We shall all stand before you, Lord.
Right.
And present to you the fat and the blood.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Declares the Lord Jehovah.
Amen.
Declares the Lord Jehovah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Declares Jehovah.
Amen. The Lord Jehovah declares.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
It is they who will enter my sanctuary.
Amen.
Enter my sanctuary.
Amen. We enter your sanctuary.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
thank
enter
you that we can enter your sanctuary.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Right.
We enter to your
sanctuary.
And it is they who will come near to my table.
Amen.
Right.
It is they who will come near
my table. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
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 Right.
Oh.
Amen. Yes.
Minister to me.
Amen.
Minister to me.
Amen.
Thank you for your table.
Right.
Amen. We're here ministering to you.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Right. Lord, we will come near to your table.
Amen.
Minister to you.
Amen.
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 We will keep Jesus'
charge.
God.
Amen.
We will keep your charge.
Your charge.
Amen.
We will keep your charge.
Amen.
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 We keep your charge.
Amen.
We keep the Lord's charge.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
That's the Lord's charge is what? It's to come near.
Right.
It's to come near to me.
Yeah.
To minister to me.
Right.
It's to stand before me, to present to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Lord's charge that we need to keep.
Yes.
Amen. How about we also look at under day four,
mm-hmm.
Acts 13:1-2. Acts 13:2, just two. Amen. And as they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me now Barnabas and Saul for the works with which I have called them."
Amen.
Set apart for me.
Amen.
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 Set apart for me.
Amen.
Now, Barnabas and Saul.
Amen.
It's for the word to which I have called them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This is such a revealing verse. The Lord first says, set apart for me. It's first to Him. It's not the work first. It's first to Him, the one whom He called us for a work. For a work. Not a work that we desired, not a work that we wanted to do, but a work that we were called to do.
Mm-hmm.
The one He has charged us to work.
Yes.
So it's set apart for me, Barnabas and Saul. Amen. And let us read Hebrews chapter 9, verses 3 to 4. That's under day 5. Let's just read this together. Hebrews 9, 3 to 4. After the second veil, a tabernacle, which is called the Holy of Holies, having a golden altar and the Ark of the Covenant, covered about everywhere with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna and Aaron's rod and the budded and the tablets of the covenant. Amen. And let us read the title again. Ministering to the Lord to enjoy Him as the hidden manna, the budding rod, and the law of life.
Amen.
It is our destiny to be priests, to serve Him, and to serve Him forever and ever. And actually, at the point of our salvation, when He redeemed us out of every nation, out of every tribe, from every tongue, He made us a kingdom of priests.
Amen.
A kingdom of priests. Amen. Priests to our God. And so we see in Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 to 6, that these overcomers will be the ones who reign and will be the priests to serve Him. We also see in the new heaven and new earth in Revelation chapter 22, that all of us, we will serve as priests and we will reign as kings.
Amen.
So our serving here as priests and our reigning here as kings is what we will be doing and what who will become for all eternity,
yeah,
in the new heaven and new earth.
Yeah.
And actually, in Revelation 1:6, we see that He did make us a kingdom of priests.
Yeah.
And actually, this fulfills Genesis 1:26. Yeah. He made us a priest, ones who bear His image to express Him, and He's making us a kingdom of priests,
yeah,
which means a place where He could reign and where we can represent Him with His authority.
Yeah.
And so, as priests, what are priests? We really need, even with this word priest, we need the Lord shining. God is light, and He shines even on our natural concepts of what it is to be a priest.
Yes.
And when the Lord shines, He also kills. Right. He kills any natural concept,
right,
and He terminates any natural concept,
yes,
of what it is to be a priest,
right,
and what it is to serve.
Yes.
So what is it to be a priest? We see that a priest is someone who lives for the Lord and someone who lives to the Lord. And we see that as an occupation of a priest, what does a priest do? A priest simply serves the Lord. And so when the children of Israel were called out of Egypt, they were called to serve as priests. They were called to be a kingdom of priests. We know this in Exodus, that all of them, regardless of the age, regardless of who they are, they were to be a kingdom of priests. And to serve the Lord, what is it to be a priest? To be a priest is to serve the Lord full-time. And our concept of full-time may be that we drop our job. That's not the case. Actually, we see that to serve the Lord full-time is with our whole heart, with our whole being. And we have many occupations among us in the world that we need to take care of because of our human responsibility. Maybe we're a son and we need to take care of our parents. Maybe we are a student and we do need to study. And then maybe we're working and we need to work. Or maybe we're in the home and we need to take care of these chores. Or maybe we have a trade and we need to take care of that.
Amen.
But we serve the Lord full time.
Amen.
It's with our heart that we serve the Lord.
Amen.
We take Him as the aim of our living. So actually, what is a priest? What is it to a priest is someone who lives for the Lord and someone who lives to Him.
Yeah.
And what is it to live to the Lord? It is to take Him as the aim of our living.
Amen.
So this is versus taking perhaps an illustrious career as the aim of our living.
Yeah.
Or even taking church statistics as the aim of our living. Or even taking our family as the aim of our living. We need to take Christ. What is it to be a priest? It is to live to Him. And what is it to live to Him? It's to take Him as the aim of our living.
Amen.
And to live to Him is also to be under the leading and constraint of the Lord, to fulfill His demand, satisfy His desire, and accomplish His purpose. We see that this is very opposite to us living to ourselves. When we live to ourselves, we're under the direction, under the control of ourself. We're under our own direction. We're under our own control with our own objectives. And we just care for our own aims and our own goals. So us living to Him is actually something very precious to the Lord.
Amen.
We take care of His desire, we take care of His goal, and we accomplish His purpose.
Amen.
So a priest is one who ministers to the Lord. Under message 9, ministering to the Lord, it's actually a priest who ministers to the Lord. We see that it was not the Levites, it was the priests who ministers to the Lord in the sanctuary and the Holy of Holies. So what is a priest, or who is a priest? We see that the intrinsic definition of a priest is someone who is not caring for mere matters, mere things, and not even especially for persons, but actually someone who is ministering to God by doing what? By contacting Him. A priest is one who contacts God. A priest is one who is saturated with God.
Amen.
A priest is one who is wholly possessed by God, who is occupied by God, who is thoroughly mingled with God, and who is one with God. A priest is one who is saturated and permeated with God Himself. And actually, a priest is one who ministers to God Himself. And so we see that our ministering to Him is actually a very, in one sense, we just wait before Him. We don't do much. We wait before Him so that He fills us. He saturates us. He permeates us. He possesses our inward parts. And He makes us happy. He fills us with His Spirit. Our ministering to Him is our waiting before Him.
Right.
And our waiting before Him, this really has to do a lot with our personal time before Him.
Amen.
Where we wait before Him, we appreciate Him, we behold Him, we treasure Him, we get light on who He is to us and all of His positive aspects and all of His various dimensions. We're like, Lord, we love You because You are the Lamb of God to me.
Amen.
You're the one who took away the sins of the world.
Amen.
But really, You took away my sins. And we love Him for that. And so, of all that Christ is, we just appreciate. This is our ministering to Him. It's a very pleasant thing. It's a delightful thing to minister to the Lord. And this is where we satisfy His heart's desire. We make Him happy.
Amen.
We're here for the good pleasure of His heart. And we're here for His goal and His glory.
Amen.
And so, how about we also now, let's read Roman numeral 2, 2, so we read those verses under Hebrew 9, 3 to 4. So this is the second section of the outline. The first was ministering to the Lord. And the second is to enjoy Him as the hidden manna,
yeah,
the budding rod, and the law of life.
Amen.
And this is our key to ministering to the Lord. We just enjoy Him as the hidden manna, where there's no distance. We enjoy Him as the budding rod, a resurrection life that conquers all death. We enjoy Him as the law of life, with all the innate capacities and the abilities of the riches of the divine life in us. So let's read Roman numeral 2, but let's read A together.
The hidden manna is the portion of Christ that we enjoy in the presence of God when there is no distance between us and Him. When there is no distance between us and the Lord, we enjoy Christ in the most intimate and hidden way. This is the enjoyment of the hidden manna, the hidden portion of Christ.
Let's read a small 3.
When we are ministering to the Lord and enjoying Him as a hidden manna, we will have direct fellowship with Him and know His heart and His intention. It is in the presence of the Lord that we can be charged with Him, with His intention, and with all that He wants us to do.
Do we see that ministering to the Lord is to enjoy Him as hidden manna, so that we would know His heart, we would know His intents, and we would be charged with all that He would like us to do. And for the remainder, we'll just read these points. I'll direct the points. Just read point B together.
The budding rod signifies that Christ, the resurrected one, should be our life, our living, and the resurrection life within us, and that this life should bud, blossom, bear fruit to maturity.
I really love these phrases. We could pray this. You are the resurrection life in me, Lord.
Amen.
Bud in me, blossom in me, and bear fruit to maturity.
Amen.
Amen. Under B, 3, small 3.
The principle to every service lies in the budding rod. God returned all the 11 rods to the leaders, but kept Aaron's rod inside the ark as an eternal memorial. This means that resurrection is an eternal principle in our service to God.
Amen.
This is so key. Our ministering to the Lord needs the budding rod. We need to enjoy Him as the budding rod. Only that which is in resurrection can be acceptable to God as service. Our ministering to the Lord is one of enjoying Him as the resurrection one, the power of His resurrection. Only what is out of resurrection can be acceptable to God as our service to Him. So that is why there is Aaron's rod inside the ark as an eternal memorial. Okay, so let's read C together.
The tablets of the covenant, which are the tablets of the law, signify the law of the divine life, which is the spontaneous power, automatic function, innate ability, and divine capacity of the divine life.
Let's read small b together.
Furthermore, the capacity of the hidden law of life constitutes us to be the members of the body of Christ with all kinds of function.
Sorry, small b under 2 now.
The law of life does not primarily function in the negative sense of telling us what not to do. Rather, while life grows, the law of life functions in the positive sense of shaping us, that is, conforming us to the image of Christ.
So this law of life, we know we're now in the New Testament sense, where such a law that He has put into our hearts, and has inscribed upon our hearts, has written it upon our hearts. This law is now Romans, right, chapter 8. The law of the Spirit of life that He has installed into us, which are spontaneous power, the innate ability, the divine capacity, the automatic function of this life to operate us, conforming us to the image of the firstborn Son of God.
Amen.
This is our ministering to Him. Do we see? To serve as priests, we are all priests here. And as priests, we live for the Lord, we live to the Lord. And what is our occupation? It's to serve the Lord.
Amen.
And what is it to serve the Lord? It is to minister to Him. It is to take Him as the aim of our living, to be under His direction, under His control, that we would satisfy His heart we would fulfill His purpose, and we would accomplish His goal in this age.
Amen.
And all of this is in the sanctuary. It's in the Holy of Holies where we enjoy Him. That's with the Ark of the Covenant. Within the Ark of the Covenant, there is the golden pot. Within the golden pot, there is hidden manna, there is the budding rod, and there is the tablets of His covenant.
Amen.
This is where, as priests, we minister to Him in the Holy of Holies in His sanctuary.
Amen.
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 Amen. So the opening mentioned the word overcomer. And along with the word overcomer, the word focus and the word motivation. So in this message, there are we're all priests. God wants us to be all priests. But there's also the matter of overcomer, and then the ones that are not overcomers. So in verses 10, 11, and 15, 16, we see this. So all the priests, even the ones, so inwardly, they went away from the Lord. Inwardly. Outwardly, they're still functioning. He said, they will still function. They will still function. But inwardly, where were they? Away from the Lord. They were going away. But the overcomers, they're the priests who come forward. They are towards the Lord.
Amen.
They're ministering to the Lord. So inwardly, outwardly, they both... So if you saw two brothers, outwardly, you couldn't. Maybe you couldn't tell the difference. But inwardly, maybe one is away and one is coming toward the Lord, ministering to the Lord. So this message is about our inward content, our inward reality, our inward condition. We can be those who are just the priest serving in the outward activities. But we can also be the Lord doesn't want that. And the Lord doesn't have... There's no speaking there. There's no commission there. There's no experience of the budding rock. There's no experience of the hidden manna, right? In the tablets of the covenant. But we want to be those. So inwardly, our condition should be our focus is the right. We're going the right direction.
Amen.
There's also in point two. There's the matter of the veil. The veil is a separation. So in the fall, we were separated. So now we need to be those who are experience the riveting or the veil has been riven.
Amen.
On the cross, the veil was, the flesh was crucified.
Amen.
We need to be experiencing that and come and be ministering to the Lord.
Amen.
So inwardly, we have the blood and the fat. We have the blood and the fat. We can stand. We stand before the Lord. We minister to the Lord. We present the blood and the fat. The fat is the inward. Is around the inward parts. It's the offering. It's only for God. So So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We can be the ones who the Lord wants us to be. The ones inwardly.
Amen.
We're facing Him, coming forward to Him.
Amen.
We're contacting Him.
Amen.
We're through the veil.
Amen.
We're in the holy, in our spirit.
Amen.
Our condition is one where we have we're experiencing Him.
Amen.
The fat.
Yes.
We're at the topmost portion of Christ.
Amen.
Before God, with God.
Amen.
And so that we can be experiencing Him as the very hidden manna, and the budding rod, the resurrection, he does, and the tablets of the covenant, the law of life.
Amen.
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 Amen, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, I think this week's message can be very important. in our Christian life. So here, we need to see how do we distinguish ministering to the like house or to God. Okay. So actually, this is not it's not easy. You know, it's really not easy. So. Because we need some maturity, you know, to defend this. And here, here I think the day two, you know, has some very good points. I can just read a little bit of day two. The verse say, the work has areas that are appealing to the flesh.
Right.
For example, if you ask a person who is active, and who speaks a great deal to go to the countryside to preach the gospel, he's very happy. Mm. Yeah. But however, you know, he preaches, but he may come out of his flesh. Right? So yeah, so in our, you know, in our Christian life, you know, we are dealt with by God, like in this way. So, and sometimes, you know, we are put in a situation, you know, which really we are feel like we're kind of, you know, be binded, like so. So that means, you know, God purposely terminates our natural ability, our natural ability. And then that's the resurrection, you know, come forward. Yeah, so that's that's a great thing, because God wants the resurrection, you know, the life, right? And and also there is a, like, you know, also this is also a great, like, you know, lesson to us. How do we distinguish whether, you know, we serve in our flesh or whether you serve, you know, in our spirit? You know, we also, you know, we also need to, you know, to begin to tell what's the difference. You know, actually, it's a quite difference. Like, by the way, you know, in our lives, how do we, you know, we sweat? Whether, you know, we sweat, you know, under the covers by the Lord, or we just sweat, it's because of our natural ability. So, in all these things. And it can be quite different.
Right.
So, and I can share the some like experience, and also to share with you know, all the saints, just we all pursue this together. For some of the sign, you can tell you kind of lose balance, is you kind of feel you almost spiritually dehydrated. Like you feel inside is very drying, very exhausting, and meanwhile the outside you have a lot of things you need to do.
Right.
So that means, you know, the then you have to come to our great, you know, physician Jesus Christ. Just cry out, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me, I want the only thing I want you. Other things I can fellowship, I can just share it out, you know, I cannot do that. And then wait, hear our inner being supplied. And wait, the ability, the resurrection power comes out, and not the outside way. Yeah, so that's one experience. And the other experience is like, we are not doing things we think is beneficial to the church or to the family. And sometimes we do things, oh, you know, I want to do good things for the church. I want to do the good things for the family. But please, you know, that's, you may, your intention is good, but actually when you carry it out, is if not with good communication with the church or with the family, you may not do a thing what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have a good communication. We need to have to time and our serenity to come down to listen to what the church needs and what the family needs.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is very rich, right?
Yes.
Very rich.
Amen.
Yeah, it really convicted me a lot, too. you know, as what I read every day. And I convicted my sin that the Levites were the chosen priests, right, to minister to God. And you can see the whole history of the Old Testament, many kings only trying to get into the Holy Palace to the offerings that were punished by God. But my experience is for a long time I tried to minister the house, right? Do this, do that. But in this message, you know, there were a certain amount of Levites that were ministering to the house. But when the family of Zadok, this Levite, were ministering to God, to the Lord. And this is what the Lord wants us, really to minister to Him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Know, not only to, I mean, of course we have to minister to the house, but we had to have, I want to read this verse, what it said in Hebrews, Hebrews 10, verse 22. Says, let us come forward to the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
With a true heart, and full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water.
Amen.
And you know, for years I've been in many denominations. I've been here and there. I've been in the wilderness laws, you know. But really, when I read this week, it showed me that, you know, it's the Lord who will draft us to serve. It is not we who do the work. You know, and what he says, and sometimes we sweat, right?
Yeah.
I used to sweat a lot when I used to do this and this and that. Mm-hmm. I had to be worried too much about doing things, right? For the church, for the people, for the brothers, the saints, to please them, but it's not really what the Lord wants. Mm-hmm. The Lord wants us to please Him by drafting us to Him, by not sweating.
Right.
So we don't need to sweat, right? Because we were cursed because of Adam, we were cursed, right? Mm-hmm. He cursed the ground. We had to sweat, not to work. Get fed, but He doesn't want us. So we have to enter into the Holy Holies with a blithe, with a clean, a white linen, right? Clean. Not with a, what is the other one? A wool? Yeah, actually, when I use wool. I use something for the winter, it's kind of wool, it makes me sweat. So, oh, gee, I took it off today. Thank you. So I'm not going to sweat about the shirt to the meeting. And this is what I enjoyed this week. And I also enjoyed that the fat and the blood. That the fat is the richest part, right? The Lord Himself. And this, the blood is for holiness and righteousness. Only the blood can keep us holy and righteous, as He is. And the Lord is who He sent us through the law of life, but through anointing. It's really through the anointing that... See, the law of life replaces the law of Moses. And the anointing is... replaces the prophets, right? Because we have the voice of the Lord. If we really want to get into the Holy Holies, we must be pure and conscious. We must clean our conscience. We have a lot of garbage in our conscience, right? And the Lord showed me this week that I must clean my conscience.
Amen.
Everything that is bad out of my conscience. Oh, I don't like my brother. Oh, I don't enjoy this. Or I criticize my neighbor. I criticize my coworkers. Or I do that. I don't like. See, this is the all this garbage that is coming in our conscience. We must clean that. Once we clean the conscience, we can enter into the Holy Holy with a pure heart.
Amen.
With a white linen. Amen. And we can enjoy and listen to His voice through the anointing of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All these words are very, I would say, really purifying us, right?
Yes.
You know, especially for the ones that have a heart for the Lord. Right. In fact, all of us are saved.
Amen.
We have a heart for the Lord. Right. Mm-hmm. Even the Lord is saying that, you know, we've been called out as a nation of priests. Right. So we are all priests. You know, in the Old Testament, only a small portion of people. In fact, it wasn't the original intention. Right. When the Lord called Moses, right, to bring His people out of Egypt, He actually, His intention is make the whole nation as a nation of priests. Right. Mm-hmm. But, of course, you know, Israelites fell, and then, you know, the Lord caused the overcomers, right? The Levites as the priests. But even the Levites kind of left the Lord, right? So, you know, in the book of Ezekiel, it's really a book of restoration. The Lord wants to recover the priesthood. So this is what the Lord is doing today. Right? The Lord is also, you know, the entire Christianity is really falling, right? It's, you know, there's no unity, no oneness. and does not have the glory of the Lord, you know, the situation is not very good. So the Lord is really calling a priesthood, right?
Amen.
Because only through the priesthood he can gain the building.
Amen.
But how to be a priest, right? So this is this week's message, you know. The priest has to be the ones that really come forward to the Lord.
Amen.
You know, the priest is not just doing this and that, right? Not just the outward things. Now, of course, the priest needs to take care of these things, right? In fact, on day four, this word is very balancing. I think Brother Nee said, I say again, to minister to the Lord is not to forsake all the work on the outside, right? What I say that all the work on the outside should be based on our ministry to the Lord.
Right.
So there is a sequence, right? We heard, first, we have to come forward to the Lord. We have to minister to the Lord. So we get infused by the Lord. We infuse by the, we enjoy the hidden manna, right? So we gain strength out from Him, right? And we have the authority out of the budding rod, right? Which is the resurrection life, right? The authority is not coming from our natural life because of position, or like because of worldly, you know, people, they assign you as the CEO, assign you as something, right? To have a position. But this is not the Lord's way. The Lord... authority is through resurrection, right? Which is the budding law.
Amen.
And also through the law of what? The life, right? And the law of life, I really enjoyed that part. The law of life, a lot of times we say, the law of life, yeah, I have a feeling inside, I shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that. But this message really helps us that the law of life mainly is actually to shape us, right? As we grow in life, to conform us into the image of the firstborn.
Amen.
Right? This is the intention. So all of these things, if we don't come forward to the Lord, it's just becoming a doctrine, right? So, you know, I really appreciate that the Lord is really speaking to us, you know, there's really these up-to-date speaking, you know, in the church, right? A few weeks ago, we had, you know, the brothers shared about the prayer, right? We really need a prayer life before the Lord.
Amen.
This is our first thing as a priestly service.
Amen.
If we don't have a prayer life, how can we be serving, right? If we're serving, then it'll just be the outer court kind of activity,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And a lot of times, actually, there's a danger, day two, it points out. Because when we are doing the outward things, even the work has some appealing areas, right? You know, sometimes, you know, we have those kind of feelings. Let's say if somebody got saved or somebody got shepherded and you see some results, you may actually have some, you know, something that inside you, okay, you know, you feel good, right? You feel good about it. Well, you have to be very careful. Any of those kind of feeling good about it, maybe it's an enjoyment of the soul.
Amen.
Right? We have to be denying that kind of feeling, you know.
Amen.
So, but it's very difficult, right, in our natural being to deny our natural being. Again, we have come back to the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord will shine light into us.
Amen.
Say, Lord, yeah, this is not for me. This is for you.
Amen.
The glory is for you, right?
Amen.
I give back the glory to you.
Amen.
Even though, oh Lord, thank you that you did something through me.
Amen.
But Lord, this does not belong to me. This is you, right? Because you did the whole thing, right? You actually saved that person. It's not me, right? You actually shepherded that person, not me. So, you see, to all of us, the ones that have a heart to serve Him, we should really come back to the Lord, right? We should first minister to Him. Only in that case, in that you know, right sequence, right? Right position, that we will, you know, have a proper serving before Him. So may we all be this kind of priesthood.
Yes. Amen.
Minister to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
In the service of God, two things, let's back up. In the service of God, what is critical is to see that what matters most is who we are, our person, more than what we do.
Right.
And so if we don't see that principle, actually it's hard to enter into this week's speaking. Mm-hmm. And this week, actually, two words really, I would say, at least to me, summarize the entire burden. One is distance, and the other is activity. And the first thing regarding distance, you know, if you're considering all these matters, and you look at the example of the Old Testament, the priests, right, actually the whole goal is for the high priest to be in the Holy of Holies, Amen. To be before God. And so this is his desire. God's desire is that we would be one with him.
Amen.
And just some fresh speaking, you know, yesterday I was at a wedding meeting, and our brother was sharing that, you know, when you look at the picture of a couple, it's very interesting. I never considered it this way. What is the most outstanding feature? It's actually not love, even though we would think, oh, you know, husbands should love their wives, etc. And we see that. That's true. But the most prominent characteristic, and you see this both in Genesis and Revelation, is oneness, right? In Genesis, when the female, when Eve was brought to Adam, right, the Lord told, right, the couple that now, right, man was brought out of the father and mother, and they should cleave together and become one flesh.
Amen.
And in Revelation, you see it's the Spirit and the Bride, and they say, come. What do you see there? You see oneness.
Amen.
Isn't it so interesting that when Eve was brought to Adam, God didn't command Adam, oh, you need to love your wife. But actually, it's a matter of oneness.
Amen.
And this is a picture of our relationship with God.
Amen.
Our destiny is to be one with God.
Amen.
And so this is why when Adam fell, the question that Jehovah asks is, where are you?
Yeah.
Actually, we need to ask ourselves that. This is a good question to even consider this morning.
Amen.
Where are you? Right? In relation to your relationship with the Lord, where are we? Are we far away? Or are we before him?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate in these verses in Ezekiel, first of all, it's very striking. The word me appears so many times.
Right.
In God's economy, the centrality and the universality is just Christ himself.
Amen.
But if you look at these verses, and I enjoyed it so much this week, is that what? The priests, the sons of Zadok, they shall come near to me.
Right.
Right?
Amen.
And they should stand before me
Amen.
To present to me.
Amen.
We need to come to the Lord.
Amen.
We need to stand before the Lord
Amen.
So that there is no distance between
Amen.
Us and God.
Amen.
And even when you consider the matter of the manna, distance plays a huge role.
Yeah.
Eating the open manna is one thing, but when you're enjoying the hidden manna, oh, that is something entirely different.
Amen.
And this is really the goal of God's economy, is
Amen.
That we would be before the Lord, and we would enjoy the hidden manna, so that we would be incorporated
Amen.
With the triune God.
Amen.
The second point on activity, I also found it very striking. The outer court may be very busy. Lots of things to do. But when you're in the Holy of Holies, there's nothing to do. There's no activity, right? And maybe for some of us, myself included, we might struggle with that, right? But, you know, I'm so active. But in our service to God, may we see, right? Oftentimes, we're just very busy outwardly. But there needs to be an inward rest. And I appreciate what it came out was this must be a balanced word. It's not that we stop doing things.
Right.
But inwardly, there needs to be a rest.
Right.
There needs to be a peace.
Right.
There needs to be a supply.
Mm-hmm.
So that as we might be busy taking care of a lot of things outwardly,
mm-hmm.
but inwardly, we're just so restful. We're
right.
so at peace,
Amen.
Right? Because we're here truly ministering to the Lord.
Amen.
So my prayer is that we would all enter into the reality of these things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that our service to God would render him pleasure.
Amen.
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 This week was difficult for me. So I asked myself, am I ministering to the Lord? Am I ministering to the house? Or am I ministering at all? So, you know, what? So here it says, ministering to the Lord, to enjoy him, one is the hidden manna, the budding rod, and the law of life, which are the three things that are in the ark, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to enjoy the Lord. It's a hidden manna. So that means that we really need to enjoy the Lord himself, his presence. And we just need to enjoy him, not the things of him, but just him. Right? You know, it's a lot easier to do things for someone than to spend time with that someone.
Right.
You know, and when you consider, oh yeah, sure, I'll do this for him, but I don't want to be with him. You know, I do things, you know, okay, I'll do it, but don't ask me to stay too long, you know, in that place, because I don't want to be there. But I'll do it. I'll go ahead and do it. And I thought, you know, because we're okay doing these things, but we're not okay spending time in the presence of that person. And I consider that, you know, that's sort of like ministering to the Lord or ministering to the house. And how much time do I spend with the Lord? Am I enjoying him, really? Even, you know, it talks about being in a dark room, you know, waiting on the Lord, because the Lord doesn't really answer us. You know, we may feel that we don't hear anything. And so this may, you know, is a consideration. And the second aspect is the budding rod, and the budding rod has to do with resurrection. And resurrection only comes after death. So if there's no death, there's no resurrection.
Amen.
So am I willing to stay with the Lord and take the cross, deny the self, and, you know, not give enjoyment to my soul? No, because I, you know, Brother Ed Martz talked about when, you know, ministering to the Lord, we're saved from self-likeness. Now,
yes.
That was he said, oh, you know, I probably like myself too much, you know, and he said, because the Lord is actually conforming us to his, you know, to his image. And the way the Lord was, he didn't glorify himself. He didn't defend himself against other people. You know, his only enjoyment was the Father, was to have, he spent time with the Father. You know, every time he performed a miracle, he went to the Father. He didn't even stay in the glory of having anyone tell him, oh, what a wonderful, oh, this is great, you know, you've fed so many. You know, he would always go, you know, whenever he did something, he would go to the other side to be with the Father alone. So he wouldn't even take his glory, but we are not like that. So here it says that we're saved from self-likeness, saved from vainglory, from outward show, from ambition for leadership, from self-confidence, self-righteousness, self-justification, self-vindication, self-exaltation, from being opinionated, from murmurings, reasonings, from gossiping, and from glory. That's a long list, because the Lord is shaping us and conforming us to the image of Christ. And he does this by the law of life. But it all starts with our spending time with the Lord.
Amen.
And if the Lord does send us out to do something,
amen,
it will be something that came out of him.
Amen.
So I realize that I haven't been spending enough time with the Lord. I used to, but then, you know, I got out of it. So I need to get back into it. I'm not sure what I'm ministering, if I am or not, but I need to go back to the Lord to be with him.
Amen.
Just to be with him. Amen. And lock myself up with him and not do anything.
Amen.
You are ministering, sister.
I really enjoy the church life in Piscataway. Especially last week, we are doing the meal service. Right? That was a beautiful picture. Just showing we do the Levi's job, we also like priests, especially the brother Sergio. I saw him before the tank. He was not cooking and, you know, do everything. Just Levi, that's a tribe, you know, cook food, everything. Then Kev Clark, when he, the part of the prophesy, 2 minutes, he come to it, start to do the priest work, start to share the minister's life to us. What a beautiful life. Hallelujah. I really enjoy the church life here. Actually, during the Ezekiel, he saw that place is a lot. Yeah, you will follow me. Hallelujah. I give my holy word to you. Amen.
Amen.
There's no west gate. There's only three directions. There's the east gate, south gate, and north gate. From the different people will get in, and you turn right. You turn right. You will go to the corner for the four corner. There's a cooking for everybody. everybody eat open food over there with the boarding the place, the four corner or the boarding place. All everybody can eat, enjoy. You turn left, also you across 150 cube, you will reach another corner. Hallelujah! You can enjoy the feast, but no west gate. No west gate. Where's the original direction? The west. They close. That's the house. And on the right side, that's the holy chamber for that, for prepare the those priests to boil. Not only the old people, Israel people, you eat four corners. You have a special food for priests. Eat on the both sides. On the left side, on the house, spiritual house, and also the other side, the holy chamber. You can see the chapter 42 talk about the both sides. So, if you get into the holy holy, there's no way out. Yeah. You understand God's? Mm. He's mine. Amen. Just like you and the father, you open the house. You don't want the kids to go out. Stay with me, honey. Stay. We eat and drink.
Amen.
That's God's design. You want everybody get into the holy and holy.
Amen.
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 And check the map. I used to find something very interesting. If you get from outside, get to the outer court, you need to pass gate. 10, 20, 50. Then from outer court, get to the inner court, you still pass another gate. So you can see there's a two gate for north, two gate for south, two gate for east. That, what's that meaning? You get in, you have 100 cube, that's the outer court, you stay there. And you get in the inner court, you still have 100 cube, stay over there. The center is the altar, right? Yeah. Center is the altar. What do you do during the get into why? I say I don't understand why. Just one gate along from there to the inner court. Why put all?
They want us to stop.
To do what?
Stop and pray.
Amen.
I very touched brother Sher, brother Ed Sher during the message. Mm-hmm. I very touched. He said we should remember that one. I read for you. I don't want my word. I read for you. I really touch one. He said, you know the Emmy Barber? He shared something. Margaret, Sister Margaret shared something. Whoever cannot stop walking for the sake of God cannot walk for the sake of God.
Right.
Why? I'm getting old. I say sometimes God stopped me. Very good. Right. Sometimes you cannot do. You cannot back to Africa. You cannot back to China. Why stop you? Stop. Let you stop. What do you want to, need to do? Pray.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoy that brother shared that one. If you cannot, whenever you cannot stop walking for the sake of God. I also very enjoy it. The church life in here, we are not only one high priest in here.
Amen.
Even the Peter, the fisherman, he know that. Only we are the chosen race. We are the loyal priesthood. Hallelujah, be the priesthood.
Amen.
Not only surgeon. We also. Amen. We are the priesthood.
Amen.
He didn't mention about the priest kingdom. He said, we are. Yes, we are. We are the priesthood. We need each other. We need everybody. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother, for your wonderful speaking. Yeah, actually, I think that's one of the main importance of the message this week. It's to get closer to God by praying. Right? We need to spend more time with the Lord. As we spend more time with the Lord, we can have His guidance and His direction. Whether we are supposed to serve the villages, serve the others, or we should do something else. Like, for example, one of the messages that stood out to me a lot was how much you pray indicates how much inner strength you really possess.
Right.
No spiritual matter requires more strength than prayer.
Right.
And it goes on to say, what does it mean to stand? It means to wait for command, to wait upon the Lord to speak His will.
Right.
And it goes on to speak about the two types of sin. One is acting against his will, which is rebellion. The other one is if he gives an order, you're refusing to do what he commanded. And then, so basically that is the sin of this, presumption. So I think this is very interesting because there's obviously a very fine balance you need, and we can only achieve this balance through the will of the Lord. And one of the things I thought was interesting was I was looking at Acts 13, 6 through 9, and one of the things I thought was interesting is they had this false prophet, this Jewish false prophet named Bar Jesus, right? Like, he was essentially trying to, he was trying to say that he was like working, he was working under his religious faith, right? But he was working under intelligence, really. He was really trying to deceive people. So one of the things that Paul had said, with him filled with the Holy Spirit, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of all deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord? And behold, the man became blind, essentially. And I think that's just really interesting. It's really interesting because this man who was so focused, and in fact, he was called a magician. You know, he thought he could essentially produce things out of nothing and defy logic, just using his intelligence and his own willpower. He became blind. He lost it all because he didn't have the faith of the Lord. He was, as it says in the Bible, you know, he was walking essentially by sight instead of his faith, and he became blind as a result. So I just, this part really touched me, and I think it made me consider, you know, we all have to like pray a lot more to make sure that everything we do is under God's guidance.
Right.
We'll minister to the Lord and draw nearer and nearer to him as we continue to pray and work under God.
Amen. Amen.
I like hymn 907, the first two verses, it says, not where we elect to go, but where Jesus leads the way. There the living waters flow, there our darkness turns to day. Not our self-appointed task, nor the Lord's approval win, but the work we did not ask, finished humbly just for him. So I think too often I'm like excited for the Lord, and I want to, like, I have all my own schemes for the Lord. Like, you know, if we did this at Rutgers or like with the young people, but it leaves you kind of weary and tired. Mm-hmm. And our soul is naturally turbulent and restless. And I think we all know this. And I read in a book, it says, our soul, it appears very busy, but it accomplishes very little, which is very true. But the Lord Jesus charged to us, he says, come to me, take my yoke upon you. And the Lord's yoke is the Father's will. He says, my yoke is easy. It's gentle, it's mild, it's kind. It's pleasant, and it's easy to bear. And so we need to be saved from all our murmurings and all our reasoning. And we should come forward to God to love him.
Amen.
The most important thing for us to learn is complete obedience to him.
Right.
And then in that way we'll be useful to him. Because then it's no longer where we want to go, but according to the Lord's will and according to his need.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can we read this on day three in the last paragraph together? He said to the Lord, it's the last paragraph where he says, we can all say to the Lord, Oh God,
I want to minister to you. I am willing to drop everything, to let go of all the work, and forsake all the outward things. I want to minister to you and do a spiritual work. I'm willing to give up all the outward things. I want to dance within, more deeply within.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord.
it's very rich. Only Saturdays already there's a lot we can experience and share. Here in the morning revival on Saturday says the principle to every service lies in the budding rock, which means the resurrection is the eternal principle in our service to God. And the authority to serve God lies in resurrection, not in the person himself. Oftentimes, when we love the Lord, we love the saints, we like to serve them, and we want to do things for our dear saints. For example, there are like weddings come like in 1 and 2, and you know, and also other service, you know, we're helping the younger sisters or brothers. But I need to be reminded, everything needs pass through death and resurrection.
Amen.
Before.
Right.
Otherwise, we cannot be accepted by the Lord. So, but we have a heart to serve first. If we don't do anything, we keep waiting for the Lord's speaking, and nothing will happen. So the path is we need to go through death and resurrection. The death is we deny ourselves. When we want to serve our saints, I feel like I need more. The more and more I need the members, you know, other saints, not myself. And also, when the death, resurrection comes in, which is in the spirit and in new man. This also links the last part of this message, the law of life. When we exercise our spirit and serve in resurrection, so we are in the law of life, regulated by the law of life. Because the law of life does not regulate us from doing wrong. It regulates the shape of life. More we practice, we experience the life in the church life, and we are shaped more, and we are experiencing more resurrection Amen. Service. Amen. So, all together, I really enjoy to serve with our dear brothers and sisters together.
Amen.
And in the spirit, and exercise our spirit, and we serve in new man.
Amen.
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 Actually, this week's message, at first, I think it was like very confusing because, you know, many of the sentences, they are from ministering to the house or to God. Mm-hmm. So, do we minister to God or minister to house? Like, which one do we choose? But actually, I think Day 4's message, I was very touched. Because it actually showed us an example. It is from Acts 13, verses 1 to 2. We actually all know about these verses when Paul, he served the Lord. It says that now there were in Antioch in the local church prophets and teachers, and as they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me now Barnabas and Saul for the work for which I have called them." So actually, Paul eventually went out to preach the gospel, right? So I think that the key is really who we come first when we serve. So actually, I think that we actually need to serve both. But then we actually need to come to the Lord first.
Okay.
So that we, you know, the Lord will give us this power and energy to, you know, to serve people. So, you know, when I first read the message on day 4, I was very confused. You know, actually at work, because here says that, for the Lord's work, we actually don't want volunteers. We actually want drafted people. I was very confused because I think that, Lord, I'm a volunteer. I want to volunteer to do things. But then I thought about this, you know, actually at work, I also don't take volunteers. You know why? Because volunteers don't make commitments. Because they come whenever they want to come. So when students come to me, the first thing, they are all nice students. They come here and they told me, you know, I'm willing to volunteer, but I always let them know, sorry, I don't take volunteers because I want you to make commitment.
Amen.
And then I was thinking that, you know, even in the world, we don't want to take volunteers. So the Lord actually really wants us to make commitment. And that actually really required death and resurrection. Because, you know, I think on day two, there is also another example. It says that, you know, maybe we want to do certain things. We want to serve certain things. But then the Lord actually sometimes, because of his wisdom, he actually wants us to do the things that we don't like the most. You know, but then the thing is that, do you want to go or do you not want to go? I think many times we just tell people, you know, this is not my specialty, you know, I really don't want to do this. Please ask other people to do it. But then actually, if this is the case, we miss the opportunity to experience the Lord. Here it says that, you know, actually, if we experience death and resurrection, he will empower us. And then, you know, actually, that is also the case that often because of these situations, we are not able, we have no other place to go. Then we need to go to the Lord and say, Lord, show me how to do this. Show me how to serve. Then we will not trust ourselves. We know that it's the Lord's work. It's not our work.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I was struck this week that the primary function of the priest is to minister to God. Mm-hmm. That to me was a I feel like I've heard this before, but actually, you know, the mere fact that we are a priest, or that when we have a burden to serve the Lord, we must realize we are ministering to God. In whatever we do, you know, we could be serving, we can be not serving that much hourly, but we must still minister to God.
Right.
That means no matter what condition we're in, the mere fact that we're a priest, we must spend time before the Lord.
Right.
And that, so what's the significance? As we spend time with the Lord, you know, that enables us, mm-hmm. and it guides us, it directs us, that now that when we go out to serve, we are hourly, we're serving many things.
Amen.
But inwardly, intrinsically, we are ministering to God.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, this is, I was just very touched that, well, the Lord touched me, actually, I should say, you know, that when I go out, when I do many things, when I even spending time with God Himself, what is my intention? Amen. What is my goal? My goal is to minister to God for His house. And because we see that, our living, right, our spiritual even pursuit, right, everything that we do will be guided and focused on God Himself. And I enjoy, it's like this week, the Lord is calling all of us, right, the priest, enter into my sanctuary.
Amen. Amen.
Draw near to me.
Right.
Amen. I enjoy what the brothers, you know, share and open up. Minister to me.
Right. Amen.
He's calling those who are willing to do to cooperate with him in this way.
Amen.
Anyways, the picture of the Old Testament, especially the high priest.
Right.
Everything in the tabernacle is to lead to the point that the high priest can go into the Holy of Holies. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not easy to stop when you serve. It's easy just to keep doing it. Because once it's done, it's done. You don't have to worry about it. But if God's calling you to serve, but at the same time, minister to Him, that requiring you to stop at a certain point in your service. Wait before the Lord. And then at the time where He wants you to go forward, you proceed. That is very hard. That is totally against our natural disposition and human concept. It's just simply not efficient, right? But in a church life, for the building, when we see that God is requiring us to cooperate with Him, to calling us to minister to Him,
right,
we will drop everything that we have and give it to the Lord.
Amen.
Be willing to be those who will wait on the Lord.
Amen.
And let Him work through us.
Amen.
So that we may minister to Him.
Amen.
And anyways, the Lord is there to supply us in this process. If you look at what's inside the Holy of Holies, we need to enter in. And then there's the covenant, right? The table. And inside the table, there's the, you know, there's the supply. There's a hidden manna in the golden pot. There's the special portion of Christ. Christ that had been eaten, assimilated, digested by us. There's the budding rod, resurrection.
Amen.
And there's also the law of the Spirit of life.
Amen.
We cannot do anything. We need resurrection. Our natural life needs to be terminated.
Right. Amen. Mm-hmm.
To touch the budding rod.
Amen.
And as a result, we don't serve on our own, but following following the operation of the law of the Spirit of life within us.
Amen.
Oh, this is our destiny, right?
Amen.
This is our goal. This is why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be those who want to minister to God.
Amen.
By entering all the way into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Even enjoying all the different aspects within the table.
Right.
Amen. Within the golden pot.
Right.
So that we may minister to God.
Amen.
For His building.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I very enjoy Brother Sister, your sharing. And this week, I also very touched. You know, we right now we are on the fourth session of the book of Ezekiel, right? We know the first section is what? It's His glory.
Amen.
The second section is His judgment. Mm-hmm. Right? The third section is His recovery.
Amen.
By life. And this fourth section is His building.
Building, right?
So we are actually touching His heart desire of building.
Right.
But as some of you and Sister Ping also shared, do you feel any confusion? You know, this book this message primarily taken from the book Ministering to God or Ministering to House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we are going to build His house, why not? We shouldn't, you know, focus on ministering to the house. Actually, I think this is very important word to remind us. In order to build His house, most significant things we need to know how to minister to Him.
Right.
We you know, first of all, we need to have a heart to serve the Lord. Just at the beginning, brothers bring up everyone. We need to be full timer. We need to have the heart. For His building, for His heart desire to serve Him. But when we have this heart to serve Him, do we not really know how to serve Him? How to serve for His heart desire, His building? You know, we very often I myself need to repent a lot. You know, when I have the heart to serve the Lord, and actually I'm very often I'm so happy, right? Yeah. This is a privilege we can serve the Lord. We can be, even we think of the, you know, brother, sister draft us to serve this piano or ushering service or this service, meal service, this or that service. Mm-hmm. We're so happy we have this privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And we serve very enthusiastic, and we're busy with this service. But this is not enough. And this may not mention that this could be sin against the Lord if we don't see the vision.
Right.
We can do hourly many things that really is not according to God's plan.
That's right.
But even we don't say that, you know, this our service could be compared with we minister to the Lord itself is really have much less significance. Not only we don't know what is the plan of God, and all the detail, and we don't touch the authority of God. And I really enjoy, you know, Brother Shepherd also mentioned this part. It's very, very significant word is the distance.
Right.
You know, and when I was reading this week, this hidden manner, really, right away. I don't know whether you recall this open manner, right? You know, I think we all need to enjoy open manner. Without enjoying open manner, the God's building is impossible because we are not able to grow.
Amen. Right.
But if we only enjoy open manner, actually, we also cannot fulfill God's will. Purpose, because hidden manner, all the building detail process, the way to build is from our enjoyment in the Holy of Holies.
Amen. Right.
We take Him as the hidden manner, and we experience Him as the budding rod.
Right.
The budding rod is what is. He being our life, our living, right? And He is the one resurrected. And He also tell us, you know, there's authority in the in His house.
Right.
And also we need to enjoy Him as the life, the tabernacle of the law. Right? The tabernacle in the New Testament is talking about He is the law of life.
Amen.
He regulate us, and He supply us, and He transform us to into His image.
Amen.
This will fulfill His building. It's not simply this outward, you know, activity. Definitely, we are not encourage everyone to stop not serving, you know, this physical outward matter. But all the service need to come out from this Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Come out our enjoying and our Mister. To this me, right? Yeah. It's God
Amen.
Himself.
Amen.
So I also really touched this me this week also.
Amen.
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 You know, I enjoyed all the sharing this morning. You know, after we're saved, our duty and our destiny is to be a minister. And so if we minister, you know, there's a lot of activities when we minister, right? If you minister in the house of God, there's a lot of activities. So now after we read this message, the human concept is, well, maybe I should just hold still, not do anything, right? But that's not the goal. The goal is to see that we need to minister to Him first.
Right. Yes.
Only through the ministering to Him can we really have the ministering to all the saints.
Right.
Right? So for example, a practical application is, you know, let's say I know there's a brother. I'm not saying you, but let's say there's a brother who's stumbled. Okay, it's very easy for me to go. You know, I sense, oh, this brother's out of it. Let me just start going. Let me just be concerned about him, and let me just start talking to him. Well, in that ministering, where's that ministering coming from? Is that from self? Is that from my soul? Is that from my knowledge of church life, or is that from the resurrection life?
Right. Mm.
You see the difference?
Yes.
So we have a lot of things in the church life where we're contacting each other, right? But what is the motivation and what is flowing out from us?
Yeah.
That is the key.
Mm-hmm.
So without the enjoyment of the hidden manna, all that can come out from us is what's in the soul.
That's right.
That's the only source.
Right.
You know, this week also when you read this section, and it talks about the two types of sin. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the sin of rebellion,
right.
and there's the sin of presumption, right? Rebellion means that God told you to do something, and you don't do it. Presumption is the opposite, okay? God didn't tell you to do something, and you did it. So what does that mean? You're stuck, right? You're stuck. What do I do? Do I do it or do I not do it? If you do it, you're wrong. If you don't do it, you're wrong. Isn't that right? So what does that tell us? That tells us everything outside of being in fellowship with Him is a sin.
Right.
Only when we're in Him and He directs us are we not in one of those two sins. Mm-hmm. Right? And we're not in the sin of rebellion or the sin of presumption.
Right.
So the goal, brothers and sisters, as ministers, is that we need to decrease the distance between us and God.
Right.
If we don't decrease the distance, then all we have are all the outward things.
Right.
And all we have are what what our culture is. Mm-hmm. All we have is what our knowledge of what the church life is.
Right.
All we have is what my enjoyment was yesterday. Right. All we have is my enjoyment at the last conference. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have anything real. And so we're not building anything real. So the true building can only come from the true enjoyment.
Amen.
And that is the enjoyment of the hidden manna.
Amen.
The budding rod. Why? Because only He is resurrection.
Right.
Amen.
If we are doing it out of ourselves, then it's still our work.
Right.
Now, it requires our cooperation. It doesn't mean we sit there in the corner and pray and don't have fellowship with anybody. And I'm going to sit there and wait until God moves me. No. It's better to move first. I remember once Brother Ron shared with us. We were having a fellowship with him. I thought his fellowship was very good. He said that, you know, in the church life, we do need to move. If you're sitting in the driveway and you're just constantly thinking, am I going to make a wrong turn? You'll never leave the driveway.
Right.
But if you go out and you start driving, you have the potential to realize, look, I'm going the wrong direction.
Right.
And then now what? The Lord touches us, or, you know, in this scenario, in this analogy, the Lord touches us, and what? Amen. We turn around, we go the other direction.
Right.
So his point there and this applies here, is not inactivity.
Right.
See, here sometimes we might read this message and say, well, then I'm just going to be inactive. I'll be safe. Then I won't have either sin, and then I'm going to be safe. I won't do anything until the Lord moves me, right? That's a normal human concept. But that's wrong. We need to still be active in the church life.
Amen.
We still need to be involved in the outward services. But the goal is the inward flow.
Right.
Amen. And the inward flow is we need to minister to Him first.
Right.
And ministering to Him involves what? Presenting the blood and the fat.
Amen.
Because all of us need the blood.
Amen.
None of us can be here without the blood.
Right.
We're nothing. Amen. We're only here because of the blood.
Amen.
But because we have the blood, we can also present the fat,
Amen.
Which is the topmost portion. So brothers and sisters, let's all be encouraged that we are being conformed to His image.
Amen.
Through ministering to Him,
Amen.
We can minister to each other.
Amen.
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 Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
I still like to use 2 minutes. Please time my time. This message actually is quite heavy. Very heavy. And I believe we all touched by there's a difference between serving the Lord and serving the house. However, among God's children in the church life, the priests, Levi, there are two types of Levi. One type of Levi is serving mainly on the outer court.
Yes.
There are some few chosen to be priests. And this message indeed are for the older one. Younger one, you should be excited and continue to be excited. Do not to be pretend, okay, that you're going to be a priest. I'm not saying you cannot be a priest. I'm saying when you enter into this reality of serving the Lord, there is a capacity in life. There is a growth in life. Now, for the older one, brother and sister, there's a calling that you and I must leave the outer court. If you and I don't leave the outer court, all we have is activity, hourly, and you will become so familiar with our activity. And you have no clue what the Lord wants you to serve, and you will end up in a terrible situation, committed to 2 things of rebellion and preassumption. Now, the difference for these two is our motivation.
Right.
Your motivation, my motivation, would tell what situation you will be. If your situation hinge on only the outward things, doing things, eventually you will be dry out. Eventually you will give up. Eventually you will forsake all the service. And that is what we don't want to see. So saints, you have to look to the Lord in this message, in the light. May you and I be the one start to really enter into the Holy of Holies. Learn to serve Him.
Amen.
And wait for you to draft us in the Lord.
Amen.
Draft us into the Holy of Holies.
Amen. Amen.
We can enter into there with a pure heart.
Amen.
We wait for you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
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 Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Consider a prayer for this family coming from Washington D.C. moving to New York City. They call me, my brother comes from New York and says we can pray and if we can pray that he can come here and meet with us. So his name is Dolfo Ricome and his daughter Maria Elsa. He put him on the prayers because they are right now, they don't have a place to meet. So I just consider praying with you. They're going to be living in New Jersey in Gladstone.
That's in the south.
That's near Peapack.
Wow.
Oh, not, they say the closest one, they say, he says, my brother said the closest they are is in Scottsdale. I don't know New Jersey much. But he told me that he wants to come and meet with God, but just keep them in the prayer.
Amen. Amen. What are their names?
The family is, last name is Benitez.
Benitez, amen. Okay. So we'll continue to pray for the Benitez.
Amen.
Because of time, I think for cleaning purposes, we're just going to ask the saints now to kind of assign the saints, and then you can go have meal, and then we should start the service no more than about 12:45. So we just need three saints for the bathroom. So maybe three for sisters' bathrooms and three for brothers' bathrooms. Do we have any? Yes. Praise the Lord. That's good. Okay. How about just you three? Cause yeah. Okay. And for brothers, anybody willing? Amen. Good. All right. Sean. And, sorry, Terry. Yes. And then we need four for vacuuming, manholes, this room. And then the conference room. We need four saints. Brothers or sisters, who cares? Wow. Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. So, one, Phoebe, thank you, and Nancy and Susan. Okay, four. Amen. And then we need a few saints, let's say four, who will kind of clean the tables of the dining area and then put the chairs back after the saints eat. We need at least, let's make it five. All right. So Amy, one, two, three, good. Just one or two more. Okay, if you want. Okay, so those saints, we will clean the area. You will do kind of after the saints leave. But other saints, please start your service no later than 12:45. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.